Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Besma'ab, wewelid, wemenfes kedus, ahadu amlak.
Amlak.
Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besen bed ken,
ken, ken, ken.
Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme. Kohulum yilk, zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Stars, stars, stars.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari.
Ja
Rastafari.
Ja
Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass. When I pay the staff, and world war kick off. And more life a loss. We make more price a cost. We make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass.
Holiday.
And them put them on repeat. Those adults will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
On the day, a break from separation.
Intimidation.
neighbors above the morning. Greetings and salutations.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Send us salam. Here, Friday Eve podcast right here in the season. Gregorian 2024. Yes, that holiday tune, holy day, the high holy days right here in the season. Looking forward, prepping for Pesach here in the season. And here we have the Shabbat, coming forward to Shabbat HaGadol. What is the Shabbat HaGadol? It's the great Sabbath, that's immediately before the high holy day and the season of Pesach, of Passover, the unleavened bread, and of course the first fruits corresponding to that resurrection, you know, that third day resurrection. You know, when one knows how to count, you know, from that middle of the week, you know, the Wednesday in that year, in that particular time that fulfilled also the Exodus sign. So some may refer, with the knowledge, of course, to the Moshiach Yeshua bringing forward that second, you see, that second Exodus. So the first Exodus was out of the physical land of bondage for the Israelites and the Hebrews. Then we have that spiritual Exodus from like religious, you know, pseudo-religious bondage as well through Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach. So we have the Shabbat HaGadol, right? It foreshadows the offering of HaAdon of the Lord in plain English, the Lord, Adon, Ha, the Adon. Got the respect on the name, Yeshua, HaAdon, Yeshua, Adonai Yeshua, I, Lord and Savior, I, Lord, Master, Boss, Sovereign. You know, as the Se Ha Elohim, as the Lamb of the Elohim, the Almighty Power, who takes away, right, the sins of the world. Now, this is very interesting because we just did a little vlog for the Rastafari Jews, going to upload it there, you know, and hopefully, you know, as we build up even elsewhere. You know, a video on the fact that something they call end times, you know, they've made this like merchandise in the product, actually, you know, deception, you know, end times, as they say it, it's not there, it's unbiblical, you know. We get into a little bit more of that, but the reason why we even bring that forward right here, see if we have this exhibit, right, to share right here. It's very, very interesting. Right. Let's see if I think we took a screenshot of this. So what we did was look up end times. Just did a little Google, you know, just Google it, you know, from low degrees to high degrees. Knowledge in time with knowledge increase. They shall go to and fro. Modulation, demodulation, technology. Got to speak on technology as well. Very interesting verse from the scripture, you know, concerning what ones and ones will call technology. And here in what is it right here in 1 Corinthians 7:31, right? This part right here says, and they that use this world, you know, of the world, you have to recognize the world. When we say about the world, we're not talking about just like, you know, if you say the heavens and the earth in that sense, you know, of world, you know, as we find this term used even here in 1 Corinthians 7:31. And they that use this world as not abusing it. For the fashion of this world passeth away. Like the classic tune right there, Junior Biles. It's the original theology for the dreadlock. You know, Junior Biles right there, the tune Fade Away. Right, shall fade away. But it says, for the fashion of this world. Wow, that means that says this world, Olam Hazeh, you know, Olam Hazeh, this world is Olam Haba. There's that world to come. See, they confuse one so much, even with this whole New World Order talk. And they say, well, look, even the evildoers, they're talking about the New World Order, but I thought the evildoers, aren't they liars too? You know, what about 1776, y'all? New World of Seclorum. Well, they say New World Order right there. So what you're saying is that what they're seeking to bring in is a new World Order. Yeah, there's a lot of evil, a lot of mischievous devices. That's what we have to study to shoot ourselves approved, you know, to be as a workman that need not be ashamed. So if I say to you, oh, end times, as it's said, right, it's not biblical. You know what I mean? It's not biblical. Who would you trust? The ones and ones making up these things, or they say, well, it's in the Bible. They said end times in the Bible. So I saw a meme out there that said end times in the Bible. Somebody did the book, end times in the Bible. So I said, oh, you know what? You know, we can start to get this technology, right? So I put end times, right? And actually, there's no verse like that. There's no verse. Yeah, there's verse that says end, and it has time, and it has time. But, you know, let's not confuse things. They say end times in the Bible. Like if I say salvation in the Bible, right? Right? And you can look up salvation, you know, the word salvation and salvation, Yeshua, Jesus, and you can find these key words. So why say something, right, and then say it's in the Bible, but it's not in the Bible? You know what I mean? And we speak in English. We're all speaking English right here, right? But here in 1 Corinthians 7:31, this is a verse right there for like whether, you know, to use AI or not to use AI. Why don't we just say it like this? To use computers or not, or use the cell phone, use Wi-Fi, not use Wi-Fi. All right? But see, here in the scripture, it even speaks of these things. You know, if one has the spirit, like it says, let he who have an ear to hear what the spirit says to the church. It's 1 Corinthians 7:31. And they that use this world, you know, don't want to speak down to no one, but, you know, just I want to go slow, right? And they that use this world, not the technology, the things that is, because some say, oh, that's right there, that, you know, AI is evil, right? Evil. So the cell phone is evil and the telephone is evil. Can you imagine when people first had the telephone and they heard like a disembodied voice? And, you know, it was like, you know, that's the work of Satan, right? That clearly shows that they didn't study to shoot themselves approved. You know what I mean? It says, and they that use this world as not abusing. I was just going to bring this forward in the vlog about world because right here on the podcast, one spy can't see this right here, but this is 1 Corinthians 7:31. So just take a little note if you can or when you can, 1 Corinthians 7:31. Right? And they that use this world as not abusing it. Not abusing. The word it there as the Haverim, Talmudim, disciples. So we're called to be disciples. It wasn't called so much to be Christians, but we are, you know, they also were called Christian or little Christ, you know, because the original Christians, when they spoke about Christ, Christ was in them. Christ was with them and in them, you know, and the anti-Christ, the haters, you know, they didn't like that. Because it was a confidence. They didn't say, well, we're waiting for him to come back. No, he's with us, right? And he will be revealing, and we could say coming, but it's that he's with us. He'd be with us to the end of the world, right? As the world ended, what is meant by the world? Who is it? The Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. What is meant by the world, right? So it says, they that use this world, and what is meant by this world? Right? See, when it says this world, that should make you think about that world. It's like when they say white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, that should make you think, well, if they were, white folks, why do they call themselves white? I mean, yeah, that white supremacy stuff, but it seems a little bit like, what's the word? Redundant, you know? Unless there's something else there. So we might dismiss that and say, oh, it's just whatever, whatever. But that's not studying to shoot yourself a fruit, right? If you're a workman, you're going to be ashamed. But you should check that out. So, check this out, 1 Corinthians 7:31, and they that use this world as not abusing. You know, it's interesting. You know, you just hear that. What thought you think? You know, like, what do you think that means? And people start arguing and everything, you know, because they're arguing over their opinions about it, but they're not studying. So let's study right here. This word abusing here is the G2710. Yeah, the coin of Greek, the G2710. Remember that, oh, I think it was on the cross, right, above the cross, right? It was said that was written, you know, in what? In Hebrew, Latin, if I'm correct, in Greek, yeah? We know it wasn't written in English, you know what I mean? Because English wasn't around then. But Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. So for our studies, you know, we should have some willingness to go into the studies of these words, even if we can't really say the word, also called quote proper in Hebrew or in Latin or in Greek, you know, but let's stick with the Hebrew and the Greek right here, you know, so we can kind of check out why the KJV, you know, basically of all the versions of the Bible, still structurally is the best. We're not saying just King James only. We're not part of that, where people become bibliolaters. Well, what is a bibliolater? Well, it's like an idolater, you know, like it's a particular book. But no, it is a good tool, right? It's a good tool, especially if you're seeking the truth, you know, seeking you shall find. Right here, it has the word G2710. And this here, let's see if we can, a little bit of our Holy Spirit help us here with this tongues, katakryomai. There we go. Katakryomai. What is a katakryomai? Right? Like you say, the cataclysm. You know, that comes from Greek, right? The kata, right? Katakryomai, right? Thayer's definition says, one, the first entry, to use much or excessively or ill. You know, ill, like I said, that's ill, illmatic back in them days, like ill, right? Be ill. He's ill with this, like sick with it. That's not really a good thing. You know, we have this Torah reading and feeding the Mitzorah. I have to touch on the nega. No, I'm not saying nigga. You know, but it sounds a lot like nigga. I'm not saying nega. What is a nega? You know, it's a plague, right? Wow. But here it says to use much or excessively or ill. So let's go back to this verse here. It says, and they that use this world as not abusing it, as not using it excessively, over much and in an ill way, right? You know, so when one's talking about these technologies, you know, secondary entry, to use up, to consume by use, to use fully, you know, use fully. So, you know, we keep our hard copy scripts here, you know, but we also utilize like the app here, the My Sword, you know, Bible software app, where we can go from the, you know, the Hebrew, you know what I mean, pointed, unpointed, you know, and get to the Koine Greek, and it has the English there as well. You know, but here in Strong's definition, it says to overuse. And it says that is misuse. And then they have, as it's used here in the Bible, translatively speaking, abuse. Right. So let's zoom in on the Strong's definition. Overuse, misuse, overuse, misuse. And they that use this world as not overusing or misusing. See how that is right there? See, and Moshiach has provided for us, you know what I mean? Even through what is there, you know what I mean? What is there, you know? That's why it says we have to work out our salvation, be wise to salvation. So we can use these things, but not abusing, not overuse or misuse. Why? For the fashion of this world passeth away. Now, I guess we got to get into another word right there, fashion. Are we talking about fashion like fashion? You know, is it fashion? You know what I'm saying? Some, and this is not talking down to any one-on-one, because some might only know it, you know, especially maybe, you know, the latter generation, because they don't use words like, you know, how words were used back in 1611. Most of us probably don't, you know, maybe some so-called old schoolers might be familiar with it, but the fashion of this world, what is the fashion of this world? So let's go into the word fashion. Fashion as found in 1 Corinthians 7:31. And we're going to touch on more of this Shabbat right here, but it's because of that last word sound we shared about Ha'adon Yeshua, the Seha Elohim, who takes away the sins of the world, right? And based on us doing the V-log end times, right, is not in the Bible, right? You know, okay, you find a verse and it says end over here, and this part of the sentence says times over there. You know, please stop that. Stop that. You know what I mean? Stop that. See, Lamb of God, right? We can go look in the King James Version and in the better translation find Lamb of God there. Check. So we say the Lamb of God in the Bible, somebody, even if they don't buy your book, they can go look up the Lamb of God. You know what I mean? If they're so interested and think your book has something, they can buy it. But suppose they buy your book and you tell them about something that when they look up in the Bible, they don't find it. You might give them verses that you say, well, this is talking about the end times. Right, it's a deception. And so while Hasatan has deceived the whole world, you know, and in Revelation, the main part of the message from Moshiach, right, through the apostles, is for his people and those who claim to be his people. He want to peep us, you know, to the devil's game, you know, peep us to it, you know, so we don't get caught up in it. So what is meant by the sins of the world? The first thing that they put into context is what is meant by world. Now, there are some of the Hebrews and the Israelites that they say when it says sins of the world, some of the sins of Israel. You know, and then that offends the Goyim, the Gentiles, or other nations that don't identify with Israel. But we have to remember that when they mention that his name shall be Yeshua, or in translation, Jesus, they say his name shall be Yeshua, Ki Yoshia, Yeshua, right? Shemo, Yeshua, Ki Yoshia. His name, Yeshua, Ki Yoshia, because he will save what? His people. Okay, you know, and clearly we see where Israel, right, is in the epicenter. In fact, even in the New Testament, Paul brings it out. He says that if it wasn't for the fall of Israel, he says it's because of the fall of Israel that salvation comes to you Gentiles, you other nations, right? You see, while we harp on the end times, it's not in the Bible, because when we really study, well, it does speak about the end, right, and the time of the end, and it speaks about this, but we have to put things in context, because there are times that are spoken about, times and times and half a time, right? These are dispensations of time. Like when we get into Revelation, it talks about the seven churches, right, and through the Holy Spirit, right, and a intelligent reading and study of Scripture, we see there are dispensations, like those beasts. Remember the beasts? You know, whether you say the seven there or you go to Daniel, you got the four right there, you know, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and the Romans, you know what I mean? And then it starts to come down to our time. These are historical periods, you see? So Elohim Ha'ab, God the Father, B'Shem Yeshua, is with his people, right, in all dispensations, right? He did not leave them, as Moshiach said, leave them like an orphan, you know, on that level. You know, he gave them that guidance. So here in the word fashion, let's just get into the word fashion, then we'll double back to the word world, right? Right there. In this word fashion, verse again, 1 Corinthians 7:31, and they that use this world as not abusing it, that is not overusing it or misusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. So the word fashion here is the G4976. So the G4976, right, in the Koine Greek, the common Greek koine, the common Greek that was spoken at that time, is schema, right? So schema, right? Skei, or some might say sky, right? Schema. What is schema? It sounds like another word in English. Anybody got it? Let me see who's, you know, Holy Spirit speak to ones and ones get it. Oh, did you say this word? Are you thinking about the word scheme? Scheme. Yes, schema, scheme. What kind of schema is that? What kind of scheme is that? The word scheme in English comes from schema. Check. So in this area of the KJV translation in 1 Corinthians, right, chapter 7, the word fashion, right, is from the root word. They was looking at schema. Right? Say a definition says a schema is the habitus, right? The habitus, like to say like habitation in a sense, like habitus, like, yeah, and what you abide as compromising everything in a person which strikes the senses. Oh, wow. The senses, the satana. We say those senses, when they're in captivity, the ha-satan at his will, it's the satana, satans of the senses. But which strikes the senses, you know, the five, we call them foolish versions. If we compare with the wise versions, like we have the sense of sight, the sense of smell, sense of taste, you know, sense of touch, the sense of hearing, you get it? Those senses, but most ones, you know, we can see the physical on the physical level. What about the spiritual, right? But here, schema is the habitus as comprising everything in a person, according to Thea definition, which strikes the senses. It's interesting because in that word, nega, you know, from this Torah reading and feeding on on the plague of leprosy of Sara'at, Sara'at, right? The word nega comes from the word naga in the Hebrew. That means to strike, to touch. You know, almost like it can have a good sense, right? The root word, right, of nega, which is naga, right? See, vowels matter, right? Nega, right, is a noun. Naga is a verb, right? It means like to touch. But in a bad sense, it's like, yo, so it's touched. You know, like somebody's touching or something strikes. But one of its root word meaning is like to strike, right? Naga, right? Strikes the senses, hits the senses, right? Like in social media, in this world we're in today, a lot of things be hitting up the senses. You have to hit in the senses hard, right? I mean, even the very elect, you know, have to keep circumspect. Check. The figure, right, also is the figure, the bearing, discourse, actions, manner of life, the schema, right, like a scheme. For example, right, there's a scheme of the senses. Oh, you know how all the senses tend to work, or senses tend to work together, right? The figure of something. Like, for example, if somebody does a plan, you know, like they're going to build a house, a floor plan or something, a diagram like that. That's like the schema, the scheme. The schismatics, right? Schismatics. They call it the schismatics. You know that? Schismatics, you know? Car. Like, I remember growing up and, you know, learning about that, you know, with like, you know, fixing a car. You see, like, car plans and parts. And in school, they used to have what they call it machine shop. You know, where first we had to look read what was written, and then we had to, like, kind of figure it out mathematically and then draw it as a diagram and then take it to machine shop and then produce it, right? So that plan, you know, the design is a scheme. The bearing is a scheme. Discourse is a scheme. Like, how when one's a reasoning, you know, they're reasoning, you know, often according to a certain scheme, right? Even if it's chaotic, there's still some scheme there, right? Actions, right? This goes with that, you know? Manner of life. So one's manner of life is also a schema, it's a scheme. Now think about it for a moment. Usually when we hear the word scheme, we often think of it like always in the negative sense. Let's go back to the tree for a moment, right? Always in the bad sense, or evil, the evil sense. You see what I'm saying? The truth of the matter is that, you know, both of these realities is there. It's almost like the whole physics thing where it says that which is viewed is affected by the viewer. You know what I mean? Like you said before, ones and ones two ways. What will you choose, right? Or you might be forced into, you know what I mean? But choose this day, right? Now, that right there was the Sayer. Just dropping down to the Strong's definition, it says, from the alternate of the G2192. So we're curious, we're going to go there. You know what the G2192 is? Echo, 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 echo. We say echo, echo, echo. And what does echo? Echo mean to have, to hold. Echo, to have, to hold. In a base sense of, you know, there's different contexts of it, right? But the root sense, right, echo. And they say scale, right? Scale, echo. Scale, echo. Scale, this is like related to, it's said to be related to scheme. Because Strong's definition says a primary verb, including the alternate from seco, seco, sekeo. Actually, how it's pointed here, sekeo, 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 sekeo. Yes, and it's used in certain tenses only. But the idea is like to hold. Like, you could hold something in mind, so forth and so on. It's almost like you heard something and then you're thinking about it. In a sense, it's like it's echoing, if you get that idea. But there's various applications, literally or figuratively, direct in the direct sense or remote, such as possession, ability, contiguity, relation, condition, right? That was just on echo right there. But back to schema, which is related to echo. Schema or scheme in the Greek sense, schema, a figure, open parenthesis, as a mode or circumstance. Circumstances make one, yeah, circumstance. That is by implication here, external condition. It's condition, but in the context of the language, this word applies to external condition. And therefore, its use here underlying the KJV translation of 1 Corinthians, right, 7 and 31 is related to fashion, the scheme of this world. For the scheme of this world, you know, the way it's constructed, the way it works together, the way it seems like it has everything all set, you know, passeth away. You know, if you study, if anyone study history, especially in light of Donnell, Daniel, and Revelation prophecy, right, where it speaks about these different civilizations, these different kingdoms, these different beasts, you know, according to the Hebrew idiom, you know, prophetic idiom that would rise up, you can see how the forms of this world have gone through different forms, you know, over time. But here in 1 Corinthians 7:31, it says, and they that use this world as not abusing, misusing, overusing for the fashion or the schema of this world passeth away. Now, that brings us right here to world, because it's a context of where it says the sins of this world. Right? You know, people reading in translation, and I guess they trust the translator, not that they shouldn't, but they don't do their own due diligence. Right? First of all, you have to recognize this is Hebrew, Yehudi, Yeshua, and the context of the culture, right, of that time, of the first century time, right? Because some things basically will kind of, will be lost between the lines, so to speak. Let me bring this up right here, because I just took a snapshot of it in the video about the end times, this being like unbiblical, right, and how ones are being like hoodwinked and bamboozled. You know what it says right here? It says about a sound mind, peace, love, and a sound mind. But what happens, right? It says men's hearts, right, will fail them for fear of the things coming on the earth, right? The things, you know, we just came through this old eclipse thing, you know, their hearts will fail them for fear of the things coming on this earth. You know, so that means that they think certain things are coming on this earth and they get so scared, you know what I mean, that their hearts fail them, you know? But let's remember what Messiah, what did he tell us? You know, right? Like, not to fret, not to fear. Don't be troubled. You know, when these things happen, even in some cases, be of exceeding joy. Why? Because he's with us. You know, I wonder when some say he's coming back, in their view of it, is he with you? You know what I mean? In a real way, like with those first century and those early century saints that actually, right, you know, many of them went through that martyrdom, that revelation begins off in the revelation of the prophecies 1900 years ago. Some people look at revelation like it just started in 2020, right, or it just started maybe just the other day, because they allegedly see some signs and wonders. What does the scripture tell us about so-called signs and wonders? Like even that verse where it says, don't be dismayed, right? Don't be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, right? Here, we got this right here. So under the search of end time, I just put end time and I scroll down and you'll see it in the vlog. Hopefully you get that post up soon. And I touched on some of the questions, you know, the questions people ask, like on the Google thing. So we hit on the question, what does Bible say about end of world? On the video, we're very specific. We're talking about end times, this particular commodified expression. Because it seemed like when we looked it up, a lot of people had like books and things that they were kind of selling and everything. And they was even talking about it's in the Bible. So then I looked in the Bible. I couldn't find the words, you know, connected in the Bible, right? You know, to say what they're trying to make us believe. Right? But we have to remember that in Western Gentile Christianity, especially over the past 400-something years, there have been a lot of these, like the Millerites and other kind of things, you know, like ones coming up, like they know the day, they know the hour, right? Instead of occupy, right? What is it? Occupy until he comes, right? Occupy until those things come to pass. You know, we got work to do. You know, the real called children of the faithful got work to do. But what does the Bible say about the end of the world? But this came connected with the end times thing, right? At first, I was going to kind of go on to something else. I want to focus just on the phrase end times and space times, because together it doesn't appear, and separated, it doesn't appear. Does the word end and the word time or times appear? Yeah, but that's not how you read. Jesus, Yeshua, introduced the beginning of the end. That's what it says right here. This is the answer was BibleProject.com. Just does the Bible predict the end of the world? Yeshua introduced the beginning of the end, the quote, already and not yet, end quote. I even say in the video, I say, you know, is this a quote? It's a quote, but I'm going to look it up. In fact, I didn't look it up. I know it sounds similar to something that we've heard before, right? But I want to, they're quoting it, so I want to see if it's where it come from. They didn't put no, like, verse, it's a quote, but anyway. So Yeshua introduced the beginning of the end as the beginning of the end, the already and not yet of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Elohim. Now, this part is a highlighted part. It says, until the kingdom comes fully on earth as in heaven, we'll continue to have days described like the end of the world. You know, and when I read that, and I just read it straight, like it was like, you know, I think I scanned it and I said, all right, let's go with this. And then in the vlog, read this, and I just want to share this here with y'all, is that this is one of the few places we really see it as it is, as it's testified in the scriptures, right? Until the kingdom comes fully, is fully come, full come, right? On earth as is in heaven. Does that remind you? That remind you of the Our Father prayer, right? Thy will be done, right? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. Now, ones like Burhan Selassie, Bob Marley, and so many others said, people leave it all up to God. Right, but really, there's a work to do. See, that's why be a disciple, right? When he says, you know, about anyone who seeks to be his disciple. He didn't say anybody who seeks to be my Christian, you know, but my disciple, student, you know what I mean? Study, learn, grow. Grow in grace and in knowledge so ones won't get caught by the sleight of hand and the cunningness, you know, and the deception of men and people, right? He says, we'll continue. They say, we'll continue to have days described like the end of the world, right? Now, here's the part. It says, Jesus or Yeshua quotes, get this, Yeshua quotes, right? It's, like I said, it's on the BibleProject.com under the title, Does the Bible Predict the End of the World? And this is a little snapshot sample, right? A little snapshot sample that we was using in a video where we was speaking about the unbiblicalness of this phrase, end times. You know, like even end of the world, the way this world does it, it's like a product. You know, a lot of these things are product. Think about it, right? Jesus quotes from Isaiah, and I'm not saying that one shouldn't, you know, put out books or whatever else like that and things like that, but you can tell the sleight of hand that's there. You know what I mean? It's like saying, I'm not saying that one shouldn't preach the gospel. One should know what the gospel is. You know what I'm saying? Before they venture to preach it. Yeshua quotes from Isaiah. Uh-oh. Yeshayah. He quotes from Yeshayah. And then open parenthesis says, who described the fall of Babylon? So Yeshua, who introduced the beginning of the end as the already and not yet of the kingdom of God, right? He quotes from Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, Yeshayah HaNabi, who described the fall of Babylon. To do what? To describe the fall of Jerusalem. Wait. So when they talk about the end of the world, in the context of the Hebrew, how the Hebrew and the Yehudi and Yeshua, you know, and the disciples understood, was taught to understand and know, it has a context. So in this context, the end of the world, when Yeshua was quoting from Isaiah, he was quoting there to describe the fall of Jerusalem to who? The Romans. You know, the Romans coming in that glory and that power, right? When you see armies surround. Why was there such a destruction? Because of the treatment of his son. Remember the parable where Yeshua gave that parable and said, what would, you know, when the father, you know, when the great man come, the father come, what would he do? He would miserably destroy those murderers. What they do to Adonai? Yeah, it was murder. You know, it was a big crime, biggest crime. Yeshua quotes from Yeshayah, right, from Isaiah. Now, in Isaiah, Isaiah uses the same kind of language in the prophets, but it was specific to the fall of Babylon. So when Babylon would fall, it would be like the end of the world, the end of a world, the end of a system of things. You see, when we have that in mind, and then we think about what it's all about, this world in the 1 Corinthians chapter 7, quote, this world, right? Because if there's this world, then there must be that world, right? So the sins of this world that the Lamb of God was sent, right, and the Lamb of God took away that was regarding Jerusalem, was regarding Israel, right? But because so many rejected and listened to the false religious teachers, even of that day and that time, it was just for the remnant, right, of those who had true faith in the Moshiach Yeshua, right? But then, of course, in the Father's grace, as Wadi Apollos, Brother Paul brings forward, you know, he says the fall of Israel, right, brought in that grace to the other nations so that the Father's plan, right, his, you could say, his schema, right, so to speak, would be fulfilled, right? His plan, right? So the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, it notes that it was about the time of Abib 10th, the month of Abib. So here in this season, this time on the Hebraic, the lunar solar calendar, we're in the month of Abib, which is the first month, we say, of the holy year. Some might refer to it as the ecclesiastical year for the true church, the Hebrew gathering together to gather. This is the beginning of moons, the beginning of months, this shall be the beginning of months to us in this time, this sequel. You see what I'm saying? This time. It's almost like we have the beginning of the year, then have the end of the year, and then go around in a cycle, the beginning of an end. So you see how that beginning ends, and then we take a series of years, right? And these are years. So we have time and we have times. But in this time, it's the time of Abib 10th, the 10th of the month of Abib, right? When Yeshua, Ha'adon Yeshua, made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, riding on a donkey, signifying his messiahship in fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah, right? Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, Bat Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem, Bat Yerushalayim. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foil of a donkey, according to Zechariah 9 and 9. So during this time in the season that we're in, looking forward to the 22nd, y'all willing, you know, for the Pesach in this season on the ear and in the irid, on in the spirit, on the ear and in the spirit, as we say, on the ear in the irid. During this time, this Iowa, when the pilgrims had come to select the lambs for Pesach sacrifice, they saw, in the biblical, in the new covenant, in the gospel time, they saw Adonenu Yeshua, our Adon, our boss, our sovereign, our master. And they cried out, Hoshi'ana, Hoshi'ana, Hoshi'ana. They cried, Hoshi'ana, save, please save, save, please, Hoshi'ana. Save now, please, Hoshi'ana, save now. As you mentioned before, I just mentioned again, in English, this phrase has become and was translated from the Latin to form what has become known as Hosanna, Hosanna, right? Hoshi'ah in the Hebrew, Hoshi'ana. The people spontaneously began singing Psalm 118, Chabarim. Psalm 118, verses 25 to 26, in anticipation, in hope, expectation, anticipation of the fulfillment of the great messianic hope, the great hope in the Messiah, that Messiah, right? Because Yeshua is that Messiah. You see, Aaron is the Messiah. He is Moshiach. The Torah, the scripture says so. His sons are Messiah. The priests, right? The prophets, certain prophets like Shemuel, you know, and others were anointed. The kings, right? Like King Saul, even, and King David and King Shlomo HaMelech, they were anointed. You see what I'm saying? So we just have to understand that principle So when we're talking about, we can talk about Messiah, like what it is, the function, right? So you have to understand all that so we can appreciate love, right? That Yeshua is HaMoshiach, as we say, the King of Kings Christ. Yes? Yes, sir. Rastafari. So what do they shout out? They shouted out Psalm 118, 25 to 26. Ana Yahuwah, Hoshi'ana. Ana Yahuwah, Hatzlicha, Na. Baruch, Haba, B'Shem Yahuwah. Berakanukem, Mibet Yahuwah. Please, O Jehovah, save us, save I and I. Please, O Jehovah, prosper. Prosper us, prosper I and I. Ana. Anna, 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 Yahuwah, Hoshi'ana, Anna, Yahuwah, Hatzlicha, Na, Hatzlicha, Hatzlicha, prosper. Blessed is he, Baruch, Baruch, not Barakata, but Baruch, Baruch, right? That means like blessed. He is blessed. You know, we say Barak. Right, Barak, he blessed. You have to understand that. You know, these vowels matter, yeah? Right, Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba, Haba. You see, in Hebrew, Ba is like to come, like one come, right? And Ha, the comer, like the one who comes. Baruch Haba, blessed is the comer B'Shem, in the Shem, in the name Yahuwah of He who be, we be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Beraknu Kem, Beraknu, Beraknu, Beraknu. What's Beraknu? We bless. Kem, you all. Beraknu Kem, Beraknu Kem, me bait, me from bait, from the house, Yahuwah, from the house of He who be, we be, the house of Jehovah, as it's translated and anglicized. You know what I mean? You know, because we speak English, and from what one might call low degree to high degree, from where we're at, right, to where we need to get to. So there's two main parts of this. The first verse, it was verse 25, 118, 25. This is for this time, this season, as we are heading into the Pesach, Passover season here in this Shana. Ana Yahuwah Hoshi'ana, Ana Yahuwah Hatzlihana. Please, oh, he who be who he be, we beseech you, please save us now. Please, oh, Yahuwah, prosper, prosper us now. Hatzlihana. And the second part, right, like there's like a call and response here. We've touched on that before, and we can hopefully touch on that again when we get into Psalm 118. There's a call and response between the people and the priest, right? What the people would say, like the verse that, you know, the first part was Psalm 118, 25, Ana Yahuwah Hoshi'ana, Ana Yahuwah Hatzlihana. And then the priest, some say that this is the priestly part, because, you know, the time and season we're in is when ones back then would go up. They said three times in a year shall all the males of Israel, right, go to the place that he has set his name in, right? So that place becoming Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, back in them days, that's where everyone would go, right? All the males of Israel to present themselves as we have in HaTorah, right? And what we have in the time of the crucifixion of Yeshua, right? In fact, the timing of Yeshua in that year when Yeshua was crucified perfectly aligned even the days of the week that it was in with the first Passover. That's what's so interesting, and that can be discerned from a diligent study of the Bible, the scripture, you know, right there. But the people would say their part, and then the priest would then like a call and response. The people would say their part, the Ana Yahuwah, right? And then the priest would respond with Baruch Haba. Blessed is the one who comes, the one coming, right? The coming one, Haba. And so when we say Yeshua Haba, Yeshua is the one coming. You know what I mean? Salvation is what's coming, is he who's coming. You know, victory, Yeshua Haba, is one what's coming. is he who's coming. So you have to understand the sense that sometimes in translation gets lost in translation. Baruch haba b'shem Yahuwah. Blessed is the one coming, the comer, in the name b'shem Yahuwah of the one who be, he who be, he who is who he is, right? But he who is who he is, right? He is who he is. And then they will go on to say, Barak nukem mi beit Yahuwah. Barak nukem, we bless you all. Barak nu, we bless. I and I bless. Barak nukem, y'all. Because there's a very instant call and response, and this is one of, you know, the Psalms and like the versicles, one of the verses of power. And you have to understand how even in the Brit Chadasha, what's called the New Testament, the New Covenant, Renewed Covenant, how this verse is there and testified, right? It's like kind of called out there because to those who understood the context of Pesach and as it was kept even in that first century time of Robeinu Adonainu Yeshua HaNotri, they would recognize, right? You know, why they put this the way they put this. So what we have right here in the Hoshana, right? Hoshana, right? This appears, right? It appears in the name given to the seventh tabernacles. So the seventh day of tabernacles, Sukkot, is called the Hoshana, Hoshana, or in the English way, Hosanna, Hoshana, right? Given to the seventh day of tabernacles, Hoshana Rabba. Now, some say it's like we pray the I. It's like a particle. Anna, 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 Yahuwah, Anna. Like, it's something that translates please, but like we pray the I. We pray the I. We pray the I. Make I and I to prosper. This phrase occurs in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. And you know what this is a prayer for? So in Yeshua's time, this is the context that they understood it. The prayer is, the tefillah here is for continued support in the future, right? Continued support in the future. Prosper us, you know, in health and in wealth. You know, sustain families and we communities, but sustain our health, sustain our life, you know. Bless, right, I and I, but we're calling on salvation and to prosper us. Both now, but we're looking to the future. Then here, the service in the temple. The service in the temple is verse 26. Baruch haba b'shem Yahuwah. Often translated as blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Baruch haba b'shem Yahuwah. We bless y'all. Barak nukem. Out of or from the house of Yahuwah. Mi beit Yahuwah, mi beit from the house of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Now, this area is called the service. This is the service in the temple. So the first verse is the people, as we have when Yeshua coming into Jerusalem, right? Right? In that perfect time, right? That time, you know? And that time, according to how it occurred from the Wednesday, you know, really earlier in the week, but from the Wednesday, right, the actual day on the cross of his tree, the tree of his cross, right, till the Thursday, that was the first day, you know, where Yeshua was in the heart of the earth, or as it was in Joseph of Arimathea, Joseph of Arimathea's tomb, right? Then we had the Friday, the second day, then we had the Saturday, the third day, then on the Ehud, or the Yom HaRishon on the first day. That's when we have the resurrection and the witness of the resurrection, Maryam Magdalene. You know what I mean? Yeah, Maryam Magdalene, woman. You know, one of the disciples for sure. Not the 12, but still, you know, he chose to reveal it, and she was the first witness that was sent to the brothers. You know, went back to the brothers, and they didn't, you know, that's a whole other reason in there. Heal up, Rossi Moore. Yes, I, brethren, I, from Just Vibes and I and I Just Vibes. And check that out as well on Rastafari Jews as well. Some of the Just Vibes and clips, right? The service in the temple here, blessed be Baruch. Now, blessed be he. They broke it down like this here in the notes. Baruch Haba, blessed be he who comes. And when we say Baruch Hu, we say like HaKadosh, the Holy One. Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. Speaking of Yahuwah, he who be, we be, the name, right? And we see even as a scripture right here, we have Baruch Haba, blessed be he. This is spoken here by the priest. So in verse 26, it was spoken by the priest. So think of this. Imagine this. Here, this takes place as in the time of Yeshua. We get a glimpse of what would take place, but it took place in a special way because Moshiach was on the scene. You know what I mean? He was in the hood in Yehuda, right? He was in Yehuda, right? He was in the hood and everything. And they recognized, the people recognized, right? Because it was already in that time, in that season. And this is one of the reasons why some of the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the other ones and ones, you know, who were anti-Moshiach Yeshua, you know, this is why they got up in their feelings and the ignorance and the bad, their Ein Ra, the Ein Ra in their evil eye. And it was like, you know, like, make them stop, rah, 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 rah. But really, what they should have done is the same thing that's done during these high holy day times, right? When the first part is said, the Ana, right? The Ana Yahuwah, Hoshi'ana, we beseech thee, O Jehovah, save now. Ana Yahuwah, Hatzliha na, make us to prosper. Make us now to prosper. Make I and I now to prosper. The response of the priest, according to this psalm here, is Baruch Haba B'Shem Yahuwah, right? In the name of he who be, who he be. This is attached to blessed be he, right? In other words, the blessed be he is connected with the one who comes in the name of he who be, who he be. Some would think it's to, you know, it's not to so much the one who comes, but is blessed be the name, you know, blessed be the name. You know what I mean? We'll get into that other Psalms and even Deuteronomy 21 and 5. There's a link there as well as Psalm 79, around about verse 7, verse 8. So we're just touching on this here because, you know, the Shabbat, God, HaGadol, the great Sabbath, you know, the great Sabbath before Pesach, and seeing in this season on the Gregorian calendar, it'll be that Monday evening, you know, in this time, in this season, and it's very interesting times here in this world. Now, the Haftarah, we're going to go over this a little bit more, but right here, seeing that this is a special time, and it says, you know, that he has made us kings and priests, you know, to his father. So therefore, it says that, you know, the priests and I are to, you know, announce this to I and I people. Whether they want to hear or forbid, that's up to them, right? The Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol is Malachi. It's Malachi 3, chapter 4 to verse 24. It foretells of the Yom Yahuwah, Yom, the day of Adonai, of the Lord, the great day of Jehovah, the return of the King. You know, Mashiach ben David, may the day come speedily and soon, Chavarim, Chavarim. So here, look a bit more on Pesach here in the season, but note this right here, looking forward here in this 2024 year, you know, April 22nd, you know what I mean? You know, when the light of the sun goes down, you know, to that time, also LOJS.org, get our free Pesach Seder book, you know what I mean? The free Pesach Seder book. You know what I mean? That's available as well. You know, a little bit more on this right here. We just went into this right here on the inspiration because just to remind ones when ones, you know, the time and the season right here. Look more to come before we ride up with some of the, you know, the Kabbalat Shabbat right here. We do have a song, right? Today's daily song. Right, also a powerful psalm, you know, in the high holy days season by Shem Yeshua, name of Yeshua HaMoshiach.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir sarura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir sarura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Ahreinu. Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Ahreid, ahreid. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamid Al Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamid Al Tamle. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida Ge'e, Le'ameka B'ne, Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokrei, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel. Accept our cries. Ushma, Ushma, and hear our screams. Accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavir Ushma, Ushma, Ushaik Aden. Yodea ta elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Bye.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat.
לך דודי, 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 לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, oh friend, the bride to meet. Come, oh friend, the Sabbath greet. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. Leka todi likrati atala bne shapati anikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, I vine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa hirubi uibi Jehovah. Yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name.
His name, his name.
Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Chem U'L'Tifereta, with Tehillah. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'Kadodi L'Krati Ekala, B'nei Shabbati N'Kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again to his grace. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom his bride. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive, thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, these we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet,
greet, greet, greet, greet, greet, greet, greet, greet.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Send Bet Salam. Send Bet Salam. Send Bet Salam.
Send Bet Salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send Bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 this is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, this is the only day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 this is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, this is the only day.
Work all week and know it's time. And everything blessed. Lay back and pull the scriptures out. Family reading what it's all about. Giving full attention to the Most High of creation. He hallowed it and made it a holy day. Preparation to be one with the Most High and feel His essence. Destructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, 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 just as it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, just as it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 just as it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, this is the only day.
Only day. I'm duty free from my responsibility for servitude. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne. From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. Why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one. It's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, 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 yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, it is the only day.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, family, mishpacha, mishpacha, family, near and far, here, Philip the Kabbalat, welcoming Kabbalat, Kabbalat, welcoming the Sabbath right here with Psalm 92, the Shabbat day psalm, and with Psalm 93, which is the Friday evening psalm, a chant in the temple, even here, near and far. So here, Psalm 92, Sabbath day.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High,
to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness, 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 no unrighteousness.
Just say no unrighteousness in him. So here, Friday evening song, sitting up the Kabbalah. Shabbat, Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
And so here, today's daily song, let's ride up right here. Shabbat shalom, send the salam. Oh, lighting the lights, the baraka. Daughters of the house right here. My name of the house. Also get that. Got Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. Very good read. You know, to strengthen the daughter. You know, the woman of valor, the woman of virtue, the virtuous woman, you know, at the table and the Seder. Yeah, but here is the lighting of the lights, the messianic baraka. You know, candlelight. Blessing right here. Daughter.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiot ur lagoyim. Banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
And using sealing up the Sabbath Eve, the Shabbat Eve, the mind of the house right here, would basically read Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. It's a very, very interesting read. A lot to be said and brought out. You know, this idea, we say the virtuous woman, some interpret it as the woman of valor. You know, I'm talking about the Tazaria, she conceiving seed, and that reasoning from
previous Torah reading and feeding. You know, the 27th, we also have the comparison with the Eshet Chaya. Eshet, woman or wife, the term depends on the context, but here the Eshet Chaya, the woman of power, the woman of virtue, the strong woman, right here, 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 Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. You know, you hear a lot of sexism and schism, but, you know, hear this right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Find a virtuous woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can...
A woman to her man, essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She never takes the power, she lets make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me, you never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. With the part of your plan, I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, I burn on dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without the woman. As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father had the life career, the empress Omega. The mother Rastafari culture revises the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman could never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But a woman on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. He equality in Zion. My nation's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba, shuba 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 day. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A brother's gonna ride with someone to prove for the man that I want, you know. There you go, so many to do, you know.
Now, 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 now. A real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely. Yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry. Yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. When I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love my black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man, I born a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man.
We have today's daily song, we have song. Then the Kohen, the priest, shall take the host with his wet hand, and passing his hand over, and upon it shall say, from Psalm 27, verses 8 and 9, I sought thy face, the I face, Oja, will I seek, hide not thy face from I, put not the I servant away in anger, the I has been I, and I help, leave I not, neither forsake I and I. O Elohai, highly I, power of my Yeshua, of my salvation.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Let's speak a couple of first words for today's daily psalm. The Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin. Psalm 27, Psalm XXVII, Psalm XXVII. Le David, of David, of David. Superscription to today's daily psalm. It's a psalm, yes. If you look into the King James Version, before we ride up with the Royal Amharic from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Garmawi, Garmawi, Chayla Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Samuna Yitbarek, yes, I, blessed be the name. So here we have Lid David, of David. Now, here's a couple of interesting points before we ride up, because some of these things that we find here, even in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew, the Psalter, the Sefer of the Tehillim. Tehillim, in today's daily psalm, the Royal Amharic, we have Elilta, the Elilta. Hopefully we can note that when we come across that particular verse. But today's daily psalm is a psalm for the high holidays, the Isla days. Here we have the Shabbat Zakor in the season. Here the Shabbat Zakor. So here a couple of first words for this psalm in connection both with the first principles of the oracle of HaElohim, the Dibrei Elohim, the what be the first principles, the objective truth, right, the objective reality, right, and then also as it applies even right here. So we have Psalm 27 for the high holidays. Now we did an audible, evergreen, you know, audible right there, you know, hope to share, you know, ones may have hopefully already heard that, but here, before we ride up with the Royal Amharic, some notes need to be noted here. Now there's Nassim X. Let's see if we have him on the board as well, Nassim X, because perhaps we can play this before as we are seeking to coordinate. I think it's called Psalm 27, but it's in there. It's in the year. It's SOARS, something known as SOARS. It's a recession, right? Re-R-E hyphen session, but it's from Nassim. Right, a black man, you could say, who converted, as one would say, and even he acknowledged that, to the Hasid, or Hasid Yehudinet, or Judaism, you know, to that particular, you know, but he's done some rap and hip-hop, and also some very interesting Hebrew, shared some here on the air, and also shared this particular tune here. He's with what, Nassim X, forget what his former, you know, rap name, but this is, you know, means miracles, you know, in the Hebrew, Nassim X, with Simon Ben Zaquen, B-E-N-Z-A-Q-U-E-N. I mention that because it is the, I think it's the first, this is the first verse and the seventh verse. Yeah, the first verse and the seventh verse is what the, I think he's Simon Ben Zalquen is the rabbi, and so he's chanting the verse, and Nassim, you know, chanting these verses, verse 1 and 7, and Nassim is bringing forward his lyrics, his relics regarding sores, and it's very, very interesting. I'd like to share that as well, and if you shared it already, let's just share it again, just to give ear, right, even from first hearing. So here, I think he rides up with some would, instead of the tetragrammaton, or in the lexicon, Sister Mariama Tanay, with that recent, from, what was it, the 13th of March, 2019. You can get a hear, here on the Blog Talk Radio, Discipleship Radio, also the link with blogtalkradio.com, LOJ Society, and you can find those links at RastafariFoundation.org. But she brought forward a presentation and part of a research and a study on tetragrammaton in the lexicon. So now, some of the things that I'm saying right here are also going into, in some cases, in some more detail, giving some points of reference. But sometimes some Yehudi would not say the Yod Hey Wah Hey, the tetragrammaton, may say Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Others will say Adonai, 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 right? Or Doni, Adonai. Some Yehudi will say Adonoi, Adonoi, in their particular pronunciation, Adonai. Now, interesting, the Adonai name also appears
in some very, we could say, some very special places, even in the Ethiopic Devasanat and the liturgy, some of the other prayer books, you know, some of the other prayer books that are used, the Devasan, some of the Ethiopic Midrash, some of the studies, the Hagagoria. There's the different technical names that are used for some of these documents, but they're part of the manuscript, the true berry, so to speak, you know, of the Judeo-Christian, the growth of this Judeo-Christian faith of the King of Kings, even of we, the black Jews, of the line of the tribe of Judah, we Rastafari Yehudi of Moa Anvesa, and get it, Yehuda, yes, I, Rastafari. So here we have Lit Dawid. We would enunciate this here, just to touch on the first verse, to give one a hear, right here, Yahuwah, Ori, where Yishaiya, Mini, Ira, Yahuwah, Ma'oz, Chayai, Mimi, Efchad, 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 Efchad. Now, what we have here, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Right? Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahweh, some may say, Yahweh, Ori, Ori, Yahuwah, Ori, Yahuwah, Ori, Weyishaiya, Mimiya, Ira, Yahuwah, Ma'oz, Chayai, Mimiya, Efchad, Efchad. Jah, Jehovah, is my light and my salvation. Yahuwah, Ori, 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 Yahuwah, Ori, my light, he who be, we be, my light, and Yishai, 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 my Yeshua, Yeshua, my salvation, Yishai, my salvation, my victory, Mimi, Mimi, Ira, Mimira, 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 Mimi, Ira. Who, me, or from who, Ira, Ira, will I fear? Will I fear, from who will I fear, in that sense, in the Hebrew? But whom shall I fear? Mimi, Ira, Mimi, Ira, who, Mimi, who, from who, Ira, will I fear? Yahuwah, Ma'oz, Hayai, Mimi, Efchad, Efchad, Jehovah is the stronghold of my life. Of whom? Mimi, Mimi, of who, from who? Efchad. Efchad, Efchad, from who, of whom, in that sense of whom or from whom, shall I, Efchad, be afraid, be afraid. Now, KJV brings it out, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Stronghold, the strength, Ma'oz, we have Ma'oz, the Hayai, the Ma'oz, the Ma'oz, the Ma'oz is a fortified place, a place for defense, but at the root is the Oz, the Oz. The Oz, you have Oz, the Uzi, Uzi, my strength, Oz, strength, Ma'oz. Ma'oz is a place that's fortified. Ma'oz is a place that's strengthened, right, like a fort. When I say fort, even in the, going to the Latin and the earlier languages, fort, fortis, strength, strong, stronghold, the stronghold of Chayai, 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 my Chai, my Chai, Chayai, my life. So this is one of the verses right here, the first verse. Now, in this psalm is seen a hymn of confidence, even with one of the Bible softwares where they kind of have like also a little theme, you know, section bar, almost like within the Scofield Study Bible, some of the sections, you know, would have, you know, like a subsection explaining this area. It's interesting because some of those breakdowns of the section, when you look into the Hebrew, these are some of the open and closed places. Right, we also have that reflected in His Majesty's Bible when we're looking at the text and learning to read the text. Not just read the text, but also read how it's structured. So here we have, Ka'egziari hergar yallo so diferet, diferet, diferet. Ka'egziari hergar, with Egziari, the sustainer, Yod Hei Wehei Yahuwah, Yahweh, with he who be who he be, yallo so diferet, the diferet, diferet, the boldness, the diferet, the confidence, the diferet, here in the good sense, the diferet, right, that a man has, that a human being has, with Egziyar, with the sustainer of the good, the open-handed, the generous Ab, with Elohim Ha'ab, with he who be who he be. So we have this psalm, this hymn here, the hymn for the high Isla days, holidays, Psalm 27, as a hymn of confidence, speaking of confidence. The author is confident, confident in the victory of Adonai, Adoni, his protection, itection, guidance and itection. And here he asks, Ha'adon, asking the Lord, the sovereign, to vindicate,
to vindicate him. So this is what we ask. So we're just getting some of the first words so we can give praise. It's like musicians would study the song sheet, the music sheet, the notes, would maybe reason on even interpreting the music, you know, the word, sound, power. Remember that the word is before sound. So here we have this first verse here. John, Jehovah is my light. He illuminates my uncertainty, cheers my outlook, and floods my troubled life with brightness. Now, in Latin, in the Latin, the Vulgate Bible, the translation is Dominus illuminatio mea. Dominus illuminatio mea. Illuminatio, illuminatio mea. Dominus, that the Lord is. This is the text that was chosen as the motto of Oxford. Oxford University's motto is its first word in today's daily psalm, the Kaf Zain Psalm, Psalm XXVII, Psalm 27. It's today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. So we have, the Lord is my light. Yahuwah Ori, 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 my light, my illumination. He enlightens my heart and my mind. He is my light and my deliverance, my salvation, my victory, we yish'i. Light is often used as a metaphor for deliverance, a metaphor for victory, a metaphor for salvation, and the life, the baraka, that light, the or, yawori, we yish'i. My light and my salvation. We have other psalms, Psalm 37 and 6, Psalm 97 and 11, Psalm 112 and 4, Isaiah, Yeshaya, Esaias, chapter 49, verse 6, chapter 51, verse 4, and Micah, chapter 7, verse 8, where we have this connection of light. Mamarinya, we have a Gziavia Verhanena Medhaneteno, Emiasaran, Mano. Get into that as we ride up right here. But the light, my light, Barhane, my Barhane, here in the Hebrew we have Ori, Ori, my light. Another option one would say is that the light here refers as well to the divine, the divine guidance, that illumination. You know, when they say that sunlight is the best antiseptic, did they say that antiseptic, something of that effect, that it cleanses, thus that light, the divine guidance in Psalm 43:3, that is brought out. From whom shall I fear? This is a rhetorical question. It's not like, whom shall I fear? You sit down, oh, I fear this, I fear. No. Mimira. Because he who be, is my light, my illumination, and my Yeshua, my victory. Mimira is a rhetorical question. It anticipates the answer, no one, none. Whom shall I fear? No one, none. Yahweh ma'oza chayai. Mimia efchad, efchad. He who be, we be, is the stronghold of my life, the strength, the strong place, the fortress of my life. Mimia efchad. Of whom, from whom shall I be afraid? Another rhetorical question here. It anticipates the answer. No one, none. Over said, anticipate that answer, but it's an unsaid answer. Overs, right? Because a rhetorical question. Who? From who? Because he who be, is my light, is my Yeshua, Yeshi, is the Ma'oz Chayai. Right? So that's the first verse right there that is brought forward, right? The first verse right there in today's daily psalm. Now, what's interesting is that when we listen to the Nisim X tune, right, it's that verse, and then moving forward here to the seventh verse. But now how it's said, the first verse, I think they say Hashem. I think the Rabbi Simon Bezakwen says, Hashem Ori, Weishi, Mimi, Hashem Maoz, Hayai, Mimi, Efchad. I think he says the Hashem. You know, others will say Adonai, Ori, Yishai, Mimi, Yira, Adonai, Ma'oz, Chayai, Mimi, Efchad, in that sense, Jehovah's, right? And, you know, as you said once again, to get a little more of a very good research and presentation of the facts, check out Mariama Tanei's Woman Wednesday Tetragrammaton in the Lexicon, right? So here we're at the Zain verse of today's daily psalm, Kaf Zain, at the seventh verse. And here we have Shema'ah. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Shema'ah, Yahuwah, Shema'ah, Yahuwah, Jehovah,
Here he would say, Shema Hashem, Shema Hashem, Makoli, Ekra. Hear, O Jehovah, when I call with my voice, Shema, Shema, Yahweh, Koli, Ekra, Ekra, Ekra. Now, is there anything Ekra? Ekra, Kara, Ekra, Ekra, I call. Kara, he called to call, Kara. We have Wayikra, Wayikra. And he called, and Jehovah called out. And shout out to Moshe, even here as we begin Wayikra. We have Shema'ah, Shema, Yahweh, Koli, Ekra, Koli, my voice, Ekra. My voice, I call. I call, I shout out. I shout to Jah, I shout out. V'chaneni, v'eneni. V'chaneni, some say v'chaneni, v'chaneni, v'eneni. V'chaneni, v'eneni. And be gracious. Be gracious to me. Be gracious to I. Be gracious to I. Have mercy also upon I. And answer. And answer me. So these two verses. So what we have in today's daily psalm is the first three verses. Jah is his ally, thus the hymn of confidence, the confidence, the victory of good over evil. In verses 4 to 6, Jah his protector, verses 4 to 6. Then we get to this seventh verse. It begins off the section that is the call for help. When I call with my voice, when I shout aloud, I call out your name, Kara, Ekra, Koli, my voice, Ekra. My voice is calling out. I'm shouting out, Shema, Shema Yahweh, Shema Yahweh. Hear, O Jehovah, Koli, Ekra, Koli, Ekra. The change is a change in tone when we go through the verses. All right, just touching on the highlighting here, and it's unmistakable. After voicing his implicit trust, Elohim and Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, he is forced by circumstances. Circumstances make me, are forcing the situation to face the realities of his position. Shots fired. They are such as to induce him and in him a mood of prayerfulness. Calling, 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 calling with my voice, Koli Ekra. And what does he ask? Wachaneni, be gracious, have mercy, Hanan, Wachaneni, Wa'aneni, Wa'aneni, and answer, 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 answer on I and I behalf. So what do we have here? Now, besides those two verses, that's so that when one's the one to get it here, from Nassim Extune and Simon Bezaquin, just when you hear the ring Hashem Ori, Veyishi, Veyishi, Mimi Ira, Hashem Maoz, Hayai, Mimi Efahad, and then the Shema'a Hashem, Koli, Ekra, Ve'achaneni, Wachaneni, Wa'ineni, or Va'ineni, as they might enunciate, just the overs, just to be able to receive, you know? Hymn of Confidence, the LXX, the Septuagint. Now here we are looking at the Sefer Tehillim. It's the Hebrew, or you say the Jewish today, the Psalter. Right? We're looking at this right here. And here in the introductory notes, the summary, it says, the LXX, the Septuagint, adds to of David, Lid Dawid, the words before he was anointed, adding before that we have in the Royal Monarch, Psyche Eba, Yadawi to Mezmor, Bamarinya in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. But here in the Yehudi or the Jewish, the Sefer Tehillim, they have this footer that the LXX adds to of David, the words before he was anointed, Psyche Eba. And so dates the psalm at the time of the beginning of Saul's persecution. This psalm is thought to be the beginning of Shaul's persecution. It fits well into those circumstances, revealing a spirit of implicit confidence in Jah, Elohim, and the true good, the true God, amidst perilous conditions. The composition, it falls into two divisions, two parts. There's a second part commencing at verse 7. A distinct change of tone is discernible, which has led modern commentators to suppose, or we could say assume, that we have two separate fragments joined together. But the difference may be due to a change in mood, which is easily understandable and hopefully understandable. One can come to that overstanding. In the Yehudi ritual, the rites, the Judaic rites, even though we the black Jews, even though the line of the tribe of Judah, the psalm, the mezmor, the chant, the intonation, is and was appointed for recital daily throughout the sixth moon of the month as preparation for the advent of the new year and the Day of Atonement. Now, it's interesting, one more note here, that the adversaries that we find in verse 12 are metaphorically interpreted as the promptings to uck up, the promptings to sin, the promptings to ephrae, the promptings to falling short, missing the mark, to sin, chatat, from which deliverance is sought. Now, that's an interesting note right there, because one might have imagined that it's just speaking about like the so-called outer, you know, the outer enemies or adversaries, but it's also that which is within we is being addressed right here. Yes, all right, so we ride up, give thanks and praise. Today's daily song. First three verses, that touch on the first verse. Yeah, let's touch on this verse here. When evildoers came upon me to eat my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Bikrov alai miyaraim le'ekola eta besari saraya we oiraya li heima kashlu we naflu. They stumbled, heima, they kashlu. They stumbled, with naflu, and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, against I, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise up against I, even then will I be confident, will I be eifident. Im kachne alai, machne lo yira levi, im atakum alai, milhamma. Bezot ani boteach, ani boteach, ani. Bezot, in this I, boteach, is confident, is eifident. Even in this, confident in the victory of good over Eve. Over Eve, 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 over Eve.
And here, that's Simon Bezaquin and Nassim Black right here. First, I'd like to heal our brother Natan, you know, and also Queen Macheda, but Natan, because he shared, met up with brother Nassim X, and you know, he's coming forward to the States, so hopefully, you know, we can meet up with the brother, and also to Zion Lex, want to hail Zion Lex, but Zion Warchild as well. Both of the brothers, I think, in like the same day or so, they both hit me up with Nassim X, you know, link and everything. So here's a tune that I was speaking about right here, something called Sores. It's a recession, Simon Bezaquin, and here he's known as Nassim X, but then later on, now you look him up, Nassim Black, right here, based on Psalm 27.
Master been getting on me all day, but my feet got sores, and I ain't getting the proper rest sleeping next to dogs when they bark all night long. My fingertips is bleeding from them thorns picking cotton, and my brother's in the house, he's spoiled rotten. Yeah, he the product of my mama, but he's the seed of the plant owner, the one who hung my father. And he, I am the honor, but inside I want to slaughter, full of rage. A nightmare I can't explain. Would write it down, but I can't even write my name. Oh, freedom, bring joy, my pain. Now do I pray to God or the conjurer? Seen others die from escape plans they conjured up. Sitting on the plantation, contemplating. No cures for these sores, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place, let me free so I can find my way. The sores won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing's for sure, that we won't let it happen. Truck
And if it wasn't for my trade, it would be us. I'm staring at my mother in the line, and it's for the last time. And I know it in my mind, but I can't let them see me cry. Cause I seen another man do it, and he's no longer alive. The orchestra is playing, you can see the fear amongst them. They wear it on their faces, heart racing. They awake me in the dawn, they beating me, kicking me, putting numbers on my arm. But I'm strong, I have to be, because I'm never leaving. Will I die by the bullet, or cause I haven't eaten? Forsaken by my God, so I feel. Cause if he heard us in Egypt, why can't he hear us here? At the concentration, contemplating. No cheers for these souls, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place. Let me free so I can find my way. The stars won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing for sure, that we won't let it happen.
Yes, Nassim X right there. Hello. Hello, Raj, Joar, Levi. Yes, Sahar Ahad. Co-labor here on this platform. Also, Ras Baruch, Ras Ayasin. Yes, I, all the sisters as well, and all the brethren, and even just others that just tune in right here. Hear a little bit more on today's daily psalm. But first, right here, just to hear a little, you know, remix here. Here we have Avraham Shmuloff on the Hebrew and on the Barrington Levi. Dub my light and salvation. Yahuari. You should be.
מזמור כ"ז לדוד. אדוני אורי וישעי, ממי אירא? אדוני מעוז חיי, ממי אפחד? בקרוב עלי מרעים לאכול את בשרי, צרי ואויבי לי, המה חשלו ונפלו. אם תחנה עלי מחנה, לא יירא ליבי. אם תקום עליי מלחמה, וזאת אני בוטח. אחת שאלתי מאת אדוני, אותה אבקש. שבתי בבית אדוני כל ימי חיי, לחזות בנועם אדוני, ולבקר בהיכלו. כי יצפנני בסוכו, ויום ראה יסתירני בסדר העולו, וצור ירוממני, ועתה ירום ראשי על אויביי סביבותיי, ואזבחה באהלו זבחי תרועה, אשירה ואזמרה לאדוני. שמע אדוני קולי אקרא, וחונני וענני. לך אמר ליבי בקשו פני, את פניך אדוני אבקש. אל תסתר פניך ממני, אל תת באף עבדך, עזרתי היית. אל תתשני ואל תעזבני, אלוהי ישעי. כי אבי ואמי עזבוני, ואדוני יאספני. הורני אדוני דרכך, ונחני באורח מישור למען שורריי. אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי קמו בי עדי שקר ופיח חמס. לולא האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים, קווה אל אדוני חזק ויאמץ לבך, וקווה אל אדוני.
וישעי ממי עירה, יהוה מעוז חיי ממי אפחד, אפחד, אפחד. שמח יהוה קולי אקרא, וחנני וענני. שמח יהוה קולי אקרא, וחנני וענני. Jehovah is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Le David of David. Le David. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Psalm 27, Mizmor Kaf Zain. Psalm XX, VII. 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 These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. Wahaya or Yisrael le'esh, ua kedosho le lehava. And the light of Israel shall be wahaya or Yisrael for a fire le'esh, and his Holy One ukedosho, and his Holy One, ukedosho, li lahava, for a flame. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 17. In the world's use, when a man, the light of a lamp inside Beito, inside his house, can he say, such and such a man who is my friend is free to use the light of the lamp, but such and such a man who is my foe is not free to use the light of the lamp? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, can limit the use of His light, since He created the light in the Olam Hava, in the age to come. Harasha, the ratchet, the wicked, will not be able to see His light. As is said, the light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall be put out, out, out. Or tzadikim yismach, v'ner rishaim yidak, yidak. Psalm 13 and 9. The light of the righteous rejoices, or tzadikim yismach, but the lamp, v'ner, but the lamp, v'ner rishaim, the lamp of the ratchet of the wicked, yidak, yidak, shall be put out. Scripture says elsewhere, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light, and Elohim saw the light, that it was good, and Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Vayomer Elohim, Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, and Elohim said, let there be light, Vayomer Elohim, and Elohim said, Yehi Or, let there be light, Vayehi Or, and there was Or, and there was light. Vayar Elohim et haor ki tov, and Elohim saw the light. Vayar Elohim et haor, saw the light, that it was good. Ki tov, for good. For good. Ki tov. Vayavdel Elohim vein haor uvein hachoshek. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Vayavdel Elohim. Vayavdel Elohim. And Elohim divided vein haor, the light, uvein ha-choshek, from the choshek, from ha-choshek. As to the meaning of the latter words, there is a difference of opinion. Rav Yehuda bar Rav Simeon maintained that Elohim divided the light for his own use, just like a king, a melech, a negus, even negus and a guess who, upon seeing a good portion says, quote, this portion shall be mine. Even so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Eyeless, set apart one, blessed be he, Baruch Hu, created his universe, his universe, and created the great light, he said, except for me, except for I, no creature shall be free to make use of this light. And thus, like this, Scripture says in Daniel, in Daniel 2:22, the light dwelleth with him. The light dwelleth with him. Unhora imeha sherei. Unhora imeha sherei. The light dwelleth with him. Unhora. The light, unhora, aimeh, sherei, dwelleth with him. Rav Abin Halewi, the Levite, said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, took haor, the light, and covered himself with it, as though it were a garment, and illumined his universe, his universe, with it. Hence, here it is said in Psalm 104, verse 2, he covered himself with light, as with a garment. Ote or kasamla. He covereth himself with light as with a garment. Who? He who covereth with light as a garment. Ote or kasamla. Kasamla, as with a garment. But the rabbis, the Revenant, they maintain that Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, set aside Ha-Or, the lights, for the righteous in the Olam Haba, in the age to come, like a Melech, like a king, like a Negus, even Negus Neges, who has a good portion, and says, this portion shall be for my son. Thus, like this, the scripture says in Psalm 97:11, light is sown for the righteous. Or zarach la tzadik, light is sown, or zarach, zarach, sown, or light, or zarach la tzadik, for the tzadik, for the righteous. David asked, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Ribon shel ha'olamim, master of the universe, of the universe, when will the light come? Ha-Elohim replied, when the time, the Iowa of redemption comes and Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, is rebuilt, I shall make the light come, saying to Yisrael, arise, and saying to Israel, arise, arise, shine, for thy light is come.
Umi, Ori, Kiva, Orek. Umi, arise. Ori, arise, shine, illuminate. Ori, Umi, Ori, Kiva, Orek. Speaking to She, to Israel, arise, shine. For thy light is come in Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, and Isaiah, in Isaiah 60 and 1. Kumi, Ori, Kiva, Orek. But as for nations, as for the Goyim, the heathen, the Gentile, the international community, as for the nations, the Goyim of Haaretz, of the earth, the earthly plane, for them, the light shall be made into darkness. As is said in Yeshaya, in Isaiah 10 and 17. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his sheep and his shamir in one day. Wahayaor Yisrael, le eish, ua kedosho le lahava, ua vaera. Where akalaha si shito usha miro beyom echad. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, the haya or Israel leish, and his Holy One, his Isla One, his set apart one, and his Holy One for a flame, ukedosho le lahava, and it shall burn and devour his sheet and his shamir in one day. Uva era, uva era, uba era, we akla shito, uva shemiro, beyom echad, in one day, beyom echad. Who are referred to in the phrase his sheet or shito, shito? Where akala shito ua shemiro. So who are referred to in the phrase sheet, shito, and his shamir, shemiro? Those officials of the nations of the international community of Hagoyi who maintain themselves in luxury. KJV reads, and the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns, shito, and his briars, shemiro, in one day, beyom echad. David said to Elohim, show us light from that light. As is said, the Lord is God, and let him show us light, in Psalm 118, 27. El Yahuwah, Wayaer Lanu, El, true God, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Yahuwah is El, El Yahuwah, Wayaer Lanu, and let him, may he show us, may he shew us light. El is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, who hath shewed us, I and I, light. El Yahuwah, wa yair lanu. Elohim replied, as thou livest, I shall make the light come to Israel, and make a darkness come to Goyim, to the Goyim of the earth, to the heathen, to the nations of the earth. As Scripture says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahuwah of Jehovah is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but Yahuwah Jehovah will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, According to Isaiah, according to Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 2. Umi, Uri, Kiva, Orek, Ukavodi, Yahuwah, Olaik, Zarach, Ki hine ha hosheka yikase aretza wa erafela leumima we alayek zi yizrach yahwa ukavodo alayek ye rae
arise, shine, for thy light is come. Kumi, Ori, Kiva, Orek. And the glory of Jehovah, and the glory of he who be, who he be, is risen upon thee, I. O Kavod, Yahuwah, Alayik, Zarach. For behold, look and see. Ki hine. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Ha Hoshek, Yikaseh Eret. Shall cover the Eret. Ha Hoshek, Yikaseh Eret. Shall cover the earth and gross darkness the peoples. Wa Erafel Aleumim, and the Erafel, Wa Erafel Aleumim, and gross darkness the peoples. But Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, I. We Alayich Yizrach Yahuwah Ukavodoa Alayich Yerae. In Yeshaya, Isaiah 61-2. One may marvel at this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given the world an instance of such a thing in Exodus chapter 10, verse 22-23. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim and all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another. They saw not one and other. Neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light. Wayeta Moshe et yado al hashamayim. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. Wayeta Moshe et yado. Al Hashemayim. Vayihi Hosheka Efela Kekola Eretz Mitzrayim Sheloshet Yamim. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim 3 days. Vayihi Hosheka Efela. Hosheka efela, thick darkness. Hosheka efela, bekol eretz, in all the land Mitzrayim of Egypt. Shelosheta yamin, 3 days. Shelosheta yamin, they saw not one another. Lo ra'u isha eta achio, and they saw not ish eta achio, they saw not man, his brother. Lo ra'u. Lo rao, they saw not seeing. Lo rao, isha eta achio. Will lo akamu isha miatachitayo. Neither rose any from his place. Will lo akamu ish miatachitayo. Shiloshetayamim for 3 days. Ulekola bnei Yisrael hayora be'moshavotam. But the bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, all of the sons, ulekola bnei Yisrael hayor had light. There was light hayor. There was light hayor be'moshavotam. Moshavotam in their dwellings. Had light in their dwellings. What does one find scripture saying? What does one find the scripture saying of the time of the Iowa when the Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians were pursuing the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel? And the pillar of cloud came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael, of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, yet gave it light, yet gave it illumination. Exodus
chapter 14, verse 20. Vayavo bein machne Mitzrayim uvein machne Yisrael vayehi ha'anana ve'ha'choshek vayayere et ha'layla ulo akarav ze el ze kol ha'layla kol ha'layla kol ha'layla. And the pillar of cloud came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael. Vayavo bein machne Mitzrayim uvein machne Yisrael. And there was the cloud and the darkness, yet gave it light. And there was the cloud. Vayehi ha'anan v'ha'choshek. Vayehi ha'anan v'ha'choshek. And there was the cloud. Ha'anan. And the darkness, v'ha'choshek, and the choshek yet gave it light. Vayaer, 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 yet gave it light. But if the pillar of cloud was there, how could darkness be there? Or if darkness was there, how could the pillar of cloud be there? Rav Hoshaya explained that the pillar of cloud had two faces. A face of light for the children of Israel, and a face of darkness for the Mitzrayim, for the Egyptians. And so David said, I shall sing a song, a mizmor, concerning Elohim, the true good, the true God's light, concerning Elohim's illumination. As is said, LeDawid, Yahuwah ori, veYishai. Mimira Yahowa Ma'oz Achayai Mimia Efchad. As it is said, a psalm of David, Le Dawi, Yahowah Ori, Jehovah is Ori, is my light. We Yishi, and Yishi, and my salvation, and my Yeshua. Another comment on Yahowah Ori, We Yishi, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Nun, non. Ner li'raglia derakeka ve'orla linativati. Thy word. Devarekeka, devarek, devareka, devareka. The I word, devareka. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. Ner li ragli, devareka. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. Ner a lamp. Ner li ragli, ragli for my feet, to my feet. Ner li ragli, devareka. And a light to my path. We'ora linativati, we'or, and a light, we'ora linativati. Psalm 119:105. With whom may the wicked harasha, the ratchet, be compared? With a man who was walking in the middle of night in pitch darkness, so that when he came to a stone, he stumbled over it. And when he came to a pit, he fell into it. To such a man, apply the words from Proverbs 4 and 19. The way of the wicked, of the ratchet, is in darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Derek Rishaim Kaefela Lo Yadu Bame Ye Kashelu. The way of the wicked is in darkness. Derek Rishaim, the way of the Rishaim, the ratchet. Derek Rishaim, ka efela, darkness, ka efela. Oh, yadu, they don't know. Lo, yadu, bame, at what, in what, at what, bame, yikashelu, bame, yikashelu. They know not at what they stumble. Proverbs 4:19. And
with whom may the righteous be compared? With a man who was walking in the way, but who had a lighted lamp in his hand, so that when he came to a stone, he took heed of it and did not stumble. And when he came to a pit, he took heed of it and did not fall into it. Even so, David said, when I was about to profane HaShabbat, HaTorah, the Torah gave light to me, to I. For it says, remember, Zakor, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Exodus 20 and 8. When I was about to commit adultery, HaTorah gave light to me, gave light to I. For it says, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Leviticus 20 and 10. Hence, David declared, Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Ner l'ragli devareka we'ora lina tevati. Another comment on thy word is a lamp to my feet. Ner l'ragli devareka we'ora lina tevati. And a light to my path. If ner, then why or? If ner, if lamp, then why light? If light, if or, then why near, why lamp? But David meant this. When I begin studying words of Torah, though I barely begin with them, still they give forth light, illumination. But as I go deeper into Torah, into John's directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, then many gates of light, of or, open to me, open to I. Hence, David speaks of a lamp, a ner, that broadens into or, into light. A different comment on ner l'ragli devareka we'ora lina tevati. Another comment on thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When did David speak this verse? When he was going into the valley of Rephaim, and yet would not go up into Bakal, into battle against the Philistines, until he had inquired of the Urim and Thummim, of the Urim and Thummim. You find that when Samuel went to anoint David, The ministering angels in the presence, in the face, the perception of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, making accusations against David, saying, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Master of the Universe, wherefore art thou taking away the kingship from Shaul, from Saul, and giving it to David, and giving it to David, and giving it to David? Elohim answered, I shall tell you wherein Shaul and David differ. Shaul, Saul, went to inquire of the Urim and Thummim, but as soon as he saw the Philistines preparing to attack him, he said to HaKohen, he said to the priest, withdraw thy hand! Not waiting for HaKohen the priest to finish the inquiry, as is said, it came to pass while Saul talked to HaKohen the priest, that the tumult in the camp of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul and Shaul said to HaKohen, withdraw thy hand, in 1 Samuel 14:19. But David, even when he saw the Philistines in the valley of Rephaim, preparing to attack him, began at once to inquire of the Urim and Thummim, as is said in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of Jehovah, he said, thou shalt not go up. Make a circuit behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. By this Elohim meant, until thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, thou shalt not as much as stretch out a hand against the Philistines, even if they come near thee, even if they come near the eye. But let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, not the sound of a going behind the Philistines, that then thou shalt determine to aliyah, to go up. The words, thou shalt determine, usually denote decision, as in the phrase from Job 14 and 5, seeing his days are determined. For then will Yahuwah Jehovah be going out before the eye to smite the Tzava, the host of the Philistines. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 24. And why did Elohim say to David, that the sign of his going out to help him was to be the sound of a going, not behind the Philistines, but in the tops of the mulberry trees? Rav Berakayo said, in order to intimate that Elohim himself, as it were, would be going out from among the prickly tops of the mulberry trees, for there is a kind, whenever a man touches it out in sudden pain, thus, like this, the verse means to teach you indirectly that whenever the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, of Israel, are in distress, it is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, is also in distress. As it is said in Isaiah 63 and 9, in all their affliction, He was afflicted. Likewise, we are told in Exodus 3 and 2, and the angel, the Melaaki Yahuwah of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a thorn bush. Here again, why out of a thorn bush and not out of another kind of tree? Because, as it is said in Psalm 91 and 15, I am with him in trouble. When the Philistines came up, and the hosts of Israel saw them, for the Philistines were not far away from them, not even as much as 4 cubits away, the hosts of Israel asked David, why do we stand still? David answered them, because I have already been commanded by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, not to stretch out even a hand against the Philistines until we see the tops of the mulberry tree swaying. Should we stretch out a hand against them, we shall die forthwith. If I and I do not stretch out a hand against them, they may slay us, I and I, forthwith. But it is better that we, that I and I, die the death of the righteous than the death of the ratchet, the death of the wicked. Let us, I and I then, you and I and I, lift up our eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. But at this instant, the tops of all the mulberry trees began swaying, and forthwith the hosts of Israel attacked the Philistines, as is said. And David did so, and Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded him, as Adonai commanded him, and smote the Philistines, 2 Samuel 5:25. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was able to say to the ministering angels, mark the difference between David and Shaul, between David and Saul, and what brought about David's deliverance. It was the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word of the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, that David fulfilled, and that gave him or, that gave him light, that gave him illumination. Hence, David said, thy word, thy word is a lamp to my feet. Nera liragli. Devareka. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. Another comment on Yahuwah Ori Yishai. Jehovah is my light. Yahuwah Ori Yishai, and my salvation. Rav Eliezer interpreted the entire Mizmor, the entire psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Zain, the 27th psalm. He interpreted the entire psalm, Mizmor, as referring to the Bnei Yisrael at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea. Thus, Yahuwah Jehovah was my light, Yahuwah Ori, was my light at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Etra Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea. For it is said in Exodus 14:20, the cloud gave light by night there, with Yishi, and my salvation at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Etra Bahir. For it is said thus, like this, Yahuwah save Yisrael that day, in Exodus 14:30. Whom shall I fear? Mimi ira. From whom? From who? Mimi ira. Whom shall I fear? At the Yam Suf, at the Etra Bahir, Moshe said to Ha'am, fear you not. In Exodus 14:20. Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yah, is the strength of my life. At the Yam Suf, Yisrael sang. Cha is my strength and song. In Exodus 15:2. Of whom shall I be afraid? Mimira. Of whom shall I be afraid? Fear and dread shall fall upon them. Exodus 15:2. Pharaoh came near in Exodus 14:10a. To do what? To eat up my flesh. Pharaoh said, I will pursue. I will overtake my lust. My soul, my sight, my lust shall be satisfied upon them. In Exodus 15:9. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, a wicked Arasha, a ratchet man, does not leave this world until he has pronounced sentence upon himself. Hence, it is written, I will pursue, I will overtake. It is not written here, we will pursue, we will overtake, but I will pursue, I will overtake. Really signifying, I will be pursued, I will be overtaken. It is not written here, we will divide the spoil, but I will divide the spoil. Really signifying, I will be divided as spoil. Mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. In today's daily psalm, for it is said, but as for Pharaoh and his hosts, he overthrew them in the Yam Suf, in the Etra Bahir, in Psalm 136:15. The Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, from now on, though a host of Mitzrayim, Egyptians, should again encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war with Amalek, should arise against I, yet will I put my trust in him, in Psalm 27:3, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Holy One,
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
במזמור דוד בתנה הולה בשם האב ואל ומנפש קדוס אחד ואמלך אמן כיבר לכל וכיבר לתלסו כיבר בהיילה וכיבר לתלמה ובהיילה שלה שעה רק לפרעי אג'אג'ה ויהו Ajaja we Yahweh, eh, ten betela, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Ten betela, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand me so, Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom.
rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest. Ten Bet Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only turn on. Well, none for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. A song. And better the im negede Yehuda Machaber Line of Judah Society LOJS. Yeah. The bar we highly stand. Adaja way on. Adaja way on.
Shabbat Shalom, send us salam, blessed, blessed, refresh.
Send us salam, Shabbat Shalom.